Blog Talk Radio.
About this show, I thought for sure that I was excited about the morning Coach Lalisa show, but this is over the top. Welcome and welcome to the show today, coaching for teen girls. Now, we're just going to deal with the girls. I'm going to let the men coach the men. I'm going to let some man, I'm not naming any names, that's up to you and your maker to give you that purpose and that destiny. But I know what God has given to me. So I am here. Today marks the very first day of our show. Well, I want to welcome you teens to the show today. I'm so glad you had a chance to tune in. And as the theme song alluded to, you have to take your power. You have to take your power, show your power, live your power. But you have to be empowered, and that's what we're here to do over the next, I don't know how many weeks this show will run. I don't know how long this will take, but I will be here and committed to take as long as we need. So I want to give a shout out to a wonderful young lady that I know she's on the phone line. I just want to welcome her to the show. Hello, Maria, you're out there. I tell you, it was such a blessing to see you on today, of all days. And I've seen you once or twice, but when I first met you, you were just probably 12. I believe you were 12. You were in the 7th grade. And though I had seen you maybe over that summer, you were going from the 6th grade to the 7th, but you joined our College Bound program where I was the associate director for that program at Essex County College when you were just 12 years old. Your sister, I believe, was 13, or it was vice versa. You were 13 and she was 14. But you can correct me later. You were in that program. You finished with power. And I'm so happy. I was so glad to see you today, of all days, because little did you know that just this morning, it dropped in my spirit to launch online for the entire world, not just in New Jersey, not just in Newark, where I met you some years back. Now you're 20 years old, about to become 21, and it was my sheer honor and pleasure to run into you today. You were the last person on my mind. I would have never thought that I would run into you, but you, young lady, you don't know what confirmation you are that I'm moving in the right direction. So for you to have tuned into the show, I am so honored, I am so blessed that you're true to your word. You know, that says a lot to me. I saw you at the college today, and you said, I'm going to tune in. Yes, you did. I gave you my information. You gave me your information, and I texted you and told you the show was coming on at 4, and you said, I'm going to be sure to listen. So I tell you, you know, I just wish you all the happiness and success in the world. You, young lady, you truly, truly, truly are a star in my mind, in my book, and you deserve much, much happiness and success. And kudos to you in your new life down there and over there. Congratulations to having graduated one college and on your way to pursuing another degree over at King University. You are awesome. You are the reason that I'm doing this show. and I spoke to you this morning. I asked you, did the program help you, the program that you were in, where I was the associate director and the quasi-leader for that program? And I remember when I took you all out of town on a college tour, you were the seventh grade at the time. It was the summer. You were seventh grade, I believe, going to eighth, and I believe your sister was eighth going to ninth. I took you all out of town, me and three other adults and 40 kids. Oh, my God, I will never in my life forget that trip. Now, you're 21. This is going back 6 or 7 years ago. Trust me, it feels like it was yesterday. But here today, but you are part of this, and I so thank God for you. I'm glad you tuned in. I want you to tell all your teen friends, because you're still connected to some teens. By the way, you have a little sister. Please say hello to her for me. She is a teen. I believe you told me she's maybe junior or senior. But our target market are girls 13 to 19. So you just crossed the threshold, so you could be one of my alumni members. But I want all of the teens, all of the people that I know, my nieces, my nephews, other people's friends, please have your teens tune into the show, because we're going to get down. I mean, we're going to get down so that you can go up. We want you to go up. We want you to go high. We want you to have, you know, time out for this. We can't be as successful, or we won't have as much as our parents. I don't buy that. You're going to have more than your parents had. You're going high because you're going to have someone that's going to set a fire under you that's like a rocket. And we're going to help you overcome the challenges that are facing teens today. And if you're 20, 21, you're like a teen, believe it or not. I understand you couldn't wait to be a teen when you were 9, 10, and 11. And 12, you couldn't wait to be a teen, and now that you're 1 year past teen, you're so glad you're not any longer. But I want to get you in the mindset of relishing the moment. Look back on those days, and so you are really set up in a great place. But today we got to talk about a pretty serious issue that's facing teens today. So I just wanted to warmly welcome you and others who are tuned in. If you're listening by iPod, iPad, cell phones, your text messages, or if you're listening via, you know, Twitter, the website, however you're listening, we thank you and appreciate you, teens. You are awesome. You are amazing. And your life is about to look better than you could have ever imagine. We want you to stay tuned in. We will be here tomorrow and Thursday and Friday as well, every day, coming to you every day at 4 o'clock. We want to be that new voice of empowerment and strength in your life. Like I told some parents, especially mothers, hear me good. I don't want to be your child's mother. Trust me, I don't have any kids of my own naturally. Believe me, I don't want to be their mother, but I want to be their empowerment coach. Mothers, I beg them to love you. I beg them to respect you and have a great relationship with you. I don't want to be their mother, but I want to be their empowerment coach. It's a little bit different than being a big sister. It's a little bit stronger than just being a mentor. I want to truly empower you. I want to twist your life upside down for the better. And so there are some issues, teenagers, that you are going to face regardless of looks, regardless of age, regardless of finances, how much money your parents have or don't have, whether you have a job or not. This has nothing to do with whether you have a boo or your dad don't have a boo. Whether you have a boo or a booette, it doesn't matter. You are going to face problems in life, challenges, sex. You're going to face it. Don't get it twisted. Things have not changed that much since I was a teen. And believe me, I faced every challenge a teen girl could face. Listen to this, guys. I was molested from age 5 until I was 18. Sexually abused at home with a loved one. Believe me, you ladies, I got problems. Young ladies, because you're not full ladies yet. I don't want you to be yet. I want you to relish your teenage life. I had to grow up rough. Being molested at home, I ran away from home at age 16, got in a man's car, and he drove me halfway across the city of Cincinnati. He could have raped me. He could have murdered me. I was only 13, 14, somewhere in that neighborhood, in the middle of the night. Can you imagine what could have happened to me? But I survived, and I'm here to help you survive the challenges. Now, you may not run away from home. You may not be faced with child molestation. You may not be faced with date rape. You may not be faced with the problems that I had. However, you will be faced with listening, don't get tricked into thinking nothing can happen to me. I'm sorry. That's the worst thing that can happen to our children, is for parents to make their little daughters, and you guys were so cute when you're little. Oh, my God, you are absolutely adorable. And your parents got you thinking that nothing bad will ever happen to you. I'm so sorry for that. Listen, bad things happen to good people for no apparent reason. Don't think it has anything to do with who raises you or who doesn't, or whether you got a father at home or doesn't. It doesn't matter. It's life, and I'm here to help you overcome life. You know what? I realized, finally, I'll be 55 this year. I'm not going to keep it a secret. You can call me old lady if you want to, but let me tell you, this old lady can rock, all right? This old lady got swagger. You can call me old. I don't care. But let me tell you, this old lady know how to do it, and I want to help you do it while you're still yet young, so that when you get to be an old lady like me, you can still rock and not be saddled with all of these issues that you now can't sleep at night because you have them. I want to help you put an end to that, okay? But listen, you know, you're at the prime of your life, and there are problems. Everybody faces problems. But see, I've learned that it's not the problem. You cannot stop problems from coming in your life. The problem with problems is your reaction to the problem. It's not the problem. It never was. You see, it's not what happens to you. It's how you're going to react. How are you going to react when the boy you fell in love with dumps you, just up and dumps you in the clear blue, like out of the blue, rather, like no signs. Like one day he's in love and tomorrow you are dumped. You may not have songs like I had to help me through the pain, you know. We had songs like I'll Erase Away the Pain and, you know, Bet You By Golly Wow and all these. You know, you go listen to some of that 70s music, girl. We had the music because I was a teenager in the 70s. We had the music that would help you through it. I don't hear that in the music today. So I want to be here to help you. I know you're on Facebook anyway. You're on Twitter. You're on all these places. And you know what? It is what it is. You know, you got the cell phones. You got the connections. You got the technology. We can't take it back now that we've given it to you. But I say let's put it to good use. Let's make it work for you. I want to help you get that education that will put you in the lifestyle that you already think you have or that you want. You know, the reason why, let's talk about our topic tonight, bullying. Okay, what is bullying? We're going to talk about that. We want to expose how people can still find themselves, still be true to who you are. We want to talk about peer pressure. What is peer pressure? Why is peer pressure so important? And peer pressure can be a positive thing if your peers are pressing you to do what is right. But a lot of times peer pressure is in the negative sense, peers pressuring you into sex, pressuring you into using drugs, into getting high. And getting high and using drugs is nothing more than altering your state of mind. Now think about it. You need a clear and level head to make good decisions. Am I right? Am I right or wrong? Okay, young people, come on, talk back to me. Am I right or wrong? You know, you need a clear head, right? So any mind-altering drug should send up a red flag. So peers, that's what peers can pressure you into. Now, cliques, there's another problem that will get us into trouble, because what happens is if you get into a clique, now you run the risk of this clique doesn't like that clique. And now because you're in a clique, now there's clique rivalry. And then conflict arises. And now when conflict arises, if you have not been well-trained in how to handle conflict, oh, by the way, that is going to be one of the topics that we're going to deal with right here on Coaching for Teen Girls. Girls, it is all about you. It is your time to shine. It is your time to be empowered, to be inspired, and to be motivated, to be the best. I mean, you want your teen, or if you're in your 20s, your early 20s, listen, because you may not have gotten this kind of message when you were in your teens. So you still need this. You want to be strong, but you don't want to be overbearing, okay? You want to be lovable. You want to be loving, but you don't want to be this needy person that is so needy that you fall for the first guy that comes your way, and then he ends up having some kind of control issue and begins to bully you and steal and rob you of your own power. No, 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 you don't want that. You want to go to school. You want to get your education. You want to get it the first time around. You want to be successful at it. Now, I told you a little bit about me. I was molested. I ended up dropping out of high school. And while I was in the 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, I never did homework. I had horrible grades, as you can imagine. A person that doesn't do homework is going to have horrible grades. So I've made, young ladies, every mistake possible that you can make. So I am here back from the wilderness to tell you how to be successful. But at the same time, I did go on and get a high school diploma, a GED. I did go on to college. I graduated college, got 3 degrees. So I did come back, and I came back strong. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I will be a part of the ring ceremony at the Hawkins Street Elementary School. So if you have any kids there, if you know any friends that go to the Hawkins Street Elementary School and they're 8th graders, please let them know that Coach Lalisa will be there. I would gladly, you know, love to empower them, to say something motivating, kind, and loving to them, to encourage them. Also, I will be their graduation speaker for the 8th graders on the 28th of June, and I'm so looking forward to that. But as I go around and I speak to young people, I keep coming back to this issue of bullying. And, you know, young people, this is a topic that's very, very serious, and peer pressure. So let's just expose bullying for what it is. What it is, basically, it is when a person is exposed repeatedly and over time to negative actions on the part of one or more other persons. So, see, sometimes you could be bullied by one person. Sometimes it could be like a gang of people that are kind of bullying you. And what they're doing is, they're making you feel bad, and you don't have a way to really defend yourself. Now, bullying is aggressive. It's unwanted. It's a pattern that happens over time, and it's an imbalance of power. So what I want to teach young girls is how to claim your balance, how to get your self-value high, your self-worth high. And I'm going to be talking about that, and let me tell you, it's going to involve the word sex. So get ready, get ready, get ready, because I know everyone thinks that if I let him sleep with me or her sleep with me, then I'm empowered, I feel better about myself. But trust me, it's not always like that. You know, the statistics for the girls who fall in love with the person that they had sex with the first time and that it was a happy ever after story is probably 1 in a million, okay? That's not the normal. It's not typical. And if you just look around your own communities, your own neighborhoods, some of you, you're even your own friends, and you will find out that all what they thought they were going to get, they never got. You know, somebody sold them a bill of sales that just wasn't correct. You know how you go to store and you buy a bag of potato chips and it looks really full and puffed up and you think you got a lot inside. You know, you open the bag of potato chips and there's like 4 chips. You're like, oh, my God, this was just a fake. Well, a lot of times it was inflated, you know, with air. And a lot of times that's what these relationships look like. When the person first falls in love, they're all happy and it looks so exciting. And then afterwards, you know, again, when they've been dumped, the dumping is coming, just face it, okay? So we want to show you how to protect yourself, and if you've gone through any of that, how to overcome that. But the key is that you have to be empowered. And I want to be here as your coach to teach you, teens, how to release your teen power. You know, you have the opportunity that many of us never had. You know, this is the worst time in some ways. But for many of you, this is the best time of your life. You should be having fun. You should not be worried about anything but getting your grades, getting those scholarships, or getting those applications for college done and completed, you know, living on campus or not living on campus. working, saving the little bit of money that you get if you have to work, if you are a teen that has to work. You should not have to worry about, how am I going to buy Pampers? How am I going to get my child to the doctor and I don't have a car and I got this stroller and I got to deal with it? But that should not be your worry. I understand that it is for a lot of people, and I can appreciate that. I understand. I know probably a lot more than a lot of people about making mistakes. Believe me, you, I made all the major ones in life. I made all the major mistakes in life except having a child. And not saying that's a mistake. Because if it's done in the right way, it's absolutely not. And it's not a mistake in terms of what, you know, what our God and our Creator wants to do for us. No, I don't mean it like that. But what I'm saying is that I've made them all. I'm talking about real mistakes. But what I believe is a mistake is not having a child, but I believe that timing is everything. And so you want to have control of the situation. You're not in control of the situation if you're 14 and you have to get up at 3 a.m. and instead of getting up at 3 a.m. and studying for a math test, you're getting up at 3 a.m. to feed a baby. Then you're no longer in control. Now the baby is controlling your life. And what I'm saying is I want to teach girls from ages 13 to 19. I believe that if I teach you this now, how to take control of your life, I believe that age 13 is very, very critical. Because up to then, you know, you're like still into mommy, you know, okay, up 9, 10, 11, mommy is everything. But then you get to that age where it's like, you know what, you want your independence. And you need your independence because trust me, mothers, you do not want to be taking care of these girls until they're in their 40s. So we need the independence, but we need balance. And see, most of the girls are out of balance. And as a teen, you want to be on the right road, on the right path, so you can have the maximum success. You don't want just success. I don't want to hear that. You don't want just success. No, you don't. You want to maximize success. You want the creme de la creme of success. You don't want mediocre success. You don't want, well, I just barely made success. No. We're not settling for that. You want the creme de la creme of sex. You want the creme de la creme of success. Ah, well, sex too, but that comes later when we find you a wonderful, nice man who also wants same thing. So you'd be very surprised that what you are shooting for, you're going to find that person, that right person is shooting for the same thing. That's how I met my husband. We were both shooting for the same thing. And it'll happen for you, but don't rush it. Don't rush it. So bullying is a big issue. And I wanted that to be our opening topic. So you have to protect yourself from this. And here's what you got to do. You have to sometimes take yourself. Now, when you're a kid and you're being bullied, you know, you can go to your parents and the teacher. You know, you're 4, you're 5. But nowadays, there's so many different ways that people are bullying. You know, that people where they want to hit you, they want to slap you, they want to verbal abuse. Kids want to gang up on you. They want to spread rumors and they're going to spread lies about you. They want to force you to do things. That's the kind of bullying that happened to me. I was bullied in the kindergarten up until I was in the fourth grade, and we moved from that community. I don't know what would have happened, and this is back then. This is before texting. This is before cell phones. This was before handheld phones, okay? This was way back in the day, so bullying is nothing new. And I was bullied. I've been there. I was taunted. I was bullied. I was threatened. I was threatened to bring money to school. I was only a little kid stealing money from my mother, from my father, from my grandmother who lived with us, a nickel here, a dime there, because I was threatened that because back then with a nickel you could get like, you know, a whole paper brown, you know, bag of sack of candy. And they would threaten me, and I didn't have a choice because I was scared. I didn't know what to do. Didn't really know who to talk to. There was no show like the Coach LaLisa show to tell me about being bullied. And so I, you know, basically as a child, I just did what I knew to do, which was the wrong thing to do. And my mother and them, they knew I was being bullied, okay? And my mother tried to help out. She would come to the school and things like that, but it didn't work. These bullies, they know how to get you. And even then, they knew what to do. And my mother and them knew I was being bullied. My father tried to teach us some tactics. But it's something, the bully is seeking something. And the person being bullied is lacking something. Remember I said there's an imbalance, okay, of power. So what you have to do and what we have to do and what I want to do is to help you improve your self-esteem, your self-worth, and your self-value, and your self-confidence. You know, that's a big problem in kids who are being bullied. They lack self-confidence. And I think that as parents, as people like myself, a coach, I want to be there to kind of help you increase your self-confidence. Because don't think that for a minute that it can happen to you as you even grow older. I mean, we have people that are adults also being bullied on the job, in the community, okay? So it's not just for teens, but I want to focus on new teens. I want to focus on teen girls. And so we're going to talk on the show. This is our first show. I just wanted to get our first show done today. But we will be back tomorrow. We'll follow up tomorrow with more on bullying. I want to know if you have any questions. If you do, if you have any questions or comments, all you have to do is hit your number one key, and I will know that you're in the host queue. You don't have to state your name. You don't have to say, you know, where you're calling from. But if you just hit your number one key, I will know that you're on the phone line and that you want to make a comment to address the show or to address a topic, or you can ask me a question or there. Or if there's a topic that you anonymously would like to state that you would like for me to address over the next several weeks as we launch this awesome new program to help teens. So you already dialed in. You just hit your number one key, and I'll know you're in the host queue. We have about 2 minutes left. And if you're listening via your computer or some other way, you would have to dial 347-945-7991. And I do see we have a few people on the phone lines. I also know that we have people who are tuned in, because I know that Maria and some others are tuning in. But I wanted to definitely let you know that if you are being bullied, let's just say it's happening, because you know what? It can get very, 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 very dangerous. The statistics of bullying, I mean, the suicides, it's overwhelming. I felt I had to do something. I had to take a stand. I had to do more than just say, okay, I'm going to pray for you. I had to do something. We have to teach people how to have self-value, how to have self-worth, how to bring their confidence level up. And the other thing that you want to do is, especially with the latest kind of bullying, the cyberbullying, but then there's all the texting and all these other issues that are surrounded by that. But now what I want you to do is I want you to prepare to be a success. I want you to prepare to be empowered. And what I want you to do is to pull away from, especially if it's the cyberbullying, I want you to pull away from the time that you spend on the Internet and on your cell phones texting. And I want you to begin to tune in to more positive things like this, workshops, seminars that are more positive. And if you're having a real, 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 real serious problem, there are bullying hotlines. There are seminars that are happening right in your school. There's conflict resolution. And don't think it's too late. And please, 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 whatever you do, don't give up. Don't give up. You have people like myself who have experienced being bullied. You have other people who have experienced peer pressure. I've been pressured. I was pressured into basically throwing my whole high school years away for foolishness to get high and do other things. So peer pressure is out there. It's real. It's even worse today. Cliques. People might think they're great because they're in a clique, maybe a sorority, maybe this group, that group. But you know what? No clique is good because it looks down on people. And you don't want to be a part of a group that looks down on others. If you're going to be a part of a group, be a part of a group that empowers. So when you see the word empowerment, that's typically a good sign. So whether it's coaching, whether it's workshops, seminars at school, if you see the word empowerment, tend to go toward that way. Because when you see the word empowerment, that means that somebody wants to build you up and make you better and make you greater. Well, that's all we have time for. This has been Coach Lisa. This is with the Coaching 14 Girls show right here at 4 o'clock. Tune back in tomorrow. Please email me if you have any comments or questions. You can email me at info@lilisajwilliams.com, and we will be back tomorrow at 4, the same time. We're going to talk a little bit more about bullying, being pressured, and also we're going to talk tomorrow about how to deal effectively with problems. Like I said, part of the problem is that we got problems, okay, but we don't know how to handle them. Well, that's all we have time for. Have a great, 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 great afternoon. Don't forget, get that homework done. Get your house chores done. Have dinner with your family, and then spend some quiet time just reflecting on your awesome day, and then get ready for another day. So until then, this has been Coaching for Teen Girls with Coach Lilisa.